This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
Craniofacial disorders are birth defects that impact the face, head, or neck. They're often not life-threatening, but a child can be missing portions of their face or are so malformed they will be unable to live a normal life. More than 40 years ago, a nonprofit organization was formed to help families with children born with disfiguring birth defects. My guest today is Lynn Mayfield, president of FACES.
Approximately 1 in 600 births results in a baby being born with some type of craniofacial birth defect. When we say craniofacial, we're talking about the face and the skull, the soft tissue, as well as the bone. So when all of that is involved, it results in a facial difference. These are kids who have very serious birth defects to their heads and their faces. They're not always life-threatening. In the majority, the great majority of cases, the brain itself is not affected unless something is not done. There is a very common craniofacial disorder called craniosynostosis, and that's where the babies are born with all of the skull bones fused together. As you know, when little babies are born, you always have to watch out for that little soft spot because that's where the brain is growing. Well, these babies don't have a soft spot. The bones were fused together. It takes a reconstructive plastic surgeon. That's a plastic surgeon who reconstructs bones, and a pediatric neurosurgeon to work together to open up that skull and cut through all those little pieces of skull to then give the brain room to grow. And if that's done, then everything's okay.
Often families are not prepared for an infant with birth defects. Infants with severe deformities face numerous surgeries and medical treatments, potentially over the course of several years.
The craniofacial disorders are not necessarily life-threatening, but they're just out there for everyone to see. Even though there are birth defects with the internal organs that are more life-threatening, it's not right out there where everybody can see. It's hard for these parents. They have a really hard time. The baby that has been born to them is not the baby that they planned on. And so they have to grieve the baby that they were planning on and go through all the steps of the grieving process before they can then accept this baby and move on and love this baby, and then they're ready to go. But it is kind of hard, and that's one of the things we do at FACES is work with the parents. Some need counseling, some just work with the families, you know, with the hospital specialist, whatever, to kind of get through that grieving process.
Most birth defects are addressed when the child is very young, but at times there are also teenagers and adults that are living with craniofacial disorders that have not been corrected with surgery.
The majority of babies right now who are born start having their surgeries around 3 months old. I have been working with FACES for about 17 years, and it has changed dramatically since I have been working here. The surgeries are done much earlier now. The babies are able to handle it. The bones themselves are more pliable. They're not as hard. It seems to work well. There's not as much scarring as you go along. Now, a lot of these kids are going to continue having surgeries as their faces grow. And depending on what it is, there's a condition called microtia, which is born without ears. You might have the inside part, which actually helps you hear, but not the ears that we're used to seeing on the outside. For a long time, the doctors did not build those ears till the kids were maybe 12 or 14. Well, now with all the computer programs that the surgeons have, they can use the computer graphics. And when the child is 5, kind of get a good idea of how big their head will be. And they go ahead and make the ears a little larger, but it's better because the kids have ears by the time they start school. Advances like that happen all the time, but it's amazing. We get so many calls from young adults, older adults, who did not have surgery. Often what they say is, my mom could not handle me going through surgery, so I've never had surgery. And these are wonderful people who have gone through school, they've gone to college, they've graduated from college, they're ready to get a job now, and they cannot. You don't know for sure it's because of their very distorted face or head, but you kind of have a feeling that might have a lot to do with it. Well, at that point, they're off of any state Medicaid programs. They don't qualify for those because they're over 18. They can't get a job so they can get insurance. And those are very, very sad to me. It's really rough. There aren't any organizations that will pay for all the surgery that you need. Our organization helps people get to the craniofacial centers and pays for food and transportation and motels and everything involved with getting to the hospital, but the surgeries are so expensive, and without insurance, it's really hard.
FACES depends on donations to support families dealing with these birth defects. One program encourages communication between donors and the families they help.
Our Adopt-A-Face program works with the kids in the United States. We provide actual financial assistance for the families to be able to get to the medical centers for surgeries. And the Adopt-A-Face program is so exciting because so many people, as you know now, really want to know, who is my money helping? Where is my money going? Contributors can choose a child. We ask that if you can, make a 3-year commitment. But if you can only do 1 year, that's fine. We have lots of school groups who just this class will be meeting for this year, and they choose to help a child for 1 year, and that's okay. We're very flexible. But the money goes to help that family travel to a craniofacial center for surgery. Without this help, the child would not be able to go. Insurance pays for the surgeries, but it is so expensive. Most of the major centers are in Dallas and Miami and Chicago and the larger cities, and it's so expensive to try to stay at these places. So often, that is such a big expense and big burden. So your contribution goes directly to this family, and we let the family know and tell them that you are giving this money just for them. Very often, they will correspond with you.
You can get involved by calling FACES at 1-800-332-2373 or by following the links on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.